Representatives from Iran and the P5 plus one group are in Vienna for new talks on Tehran's nuclear program. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is leading the Iranian delegation. The EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton is heading the P5 plus one group of countries, including the US, the UK, France, China, Russia and Germany. Zarif and Ashton had a working lunch. They're due to meet a representative from the US delegation later in the day. Earlier, the Iranian foreign minister told reporters that the country will not move beyond its red lines in the nuclear negotiations.
We have made it very clear that we are not prepared to move beyond our red lines. Our red lines are clear, but more importantly, our red lines are not arbitrary. Our red lines are very logical. I think they are in the interest of non-proliferation. It is in the interest of non-proliferation to have a serious, transparent Iranian program. Symbolic program is neither acceptable to us, nor should it be acceptable to those who are interested.
The Vienna talks are due to end on Friday. They're aimed at drafting a final nuclear deal between Iran and the P5 plus one. The two sides reached an interim six-month agreement, which will expire on the 20th of July. Let's get more now from our correspondent Taha Imani, who's with us live from Vienna with the latest. Taha, well, we know that in the previous round, the sides didn't even get close to writing a draft, that they're going to start writing a draft, hopefully, this time round. But how close are they to that final comprehensive agreement?
Hello, Homa. Thank you. Yes, as you said, both sides got near to writing a draft of the comprehensive deal on Iran's nuclear program last time in Vienna, but that didn't happen last time. This time, it seems both sides, I mean, both P5 plus one and Iran, they want to get to start to write something on the paper, at least those issues which they say they have resolved their differences over, and and also, as you might know, the U.S. has sent Deputy Secretary of State William Burns to the talks. It is intensifying its efforts to diplomatic efforts to get to that final agreement with Iran. Right now, Mr. Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, is at a meeting with U.S. Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. And William Burns, they are having a trilateral meeting at a hotel here in Vienna for about 2 hours now. And the opening meeting of the talks will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock here in Vienna. So both sides are trying to get over their differences, but Iran says that the West and the Western parts in the P5 plus one should put away their illusions, as Mr. Zarif calls it, and stop demanding too much from Iran. Iran says it has its own red lines, and for example, about enriching uranium, it is not prepared to roll back its activities and go down from thousands of centrifuges to a few hundred, as it was demanded by the French foreign minister a few days ago. So Iran says it is only ready to give assurances that its nuclear program remains exclusively peaceful forever. That's the assurances Iran is ready to give, and it expects the Western side to lift all the sanctions imposed on Iran over the past few years and start treating the issue of Iran's nuclear activities normally. And also, Iran says it is not prepared, and it will not discuss other issues, for example, its missile program and its defense program during the talks, and the talks will remain exclusively over its nuclear activities and the standoff, which has been dragging on for many years now.
Right, and Tahar, just quickly before we let you go, we know that before this round of talks, there were intense negotiations at the technical level in Geneva and in Rome. A lot of people were seeing that as a sign that, in fact, the sides are determined to reach a comprehensive agreement and start drafting. Is that being seen in the same way in Vienna now, that those talks have actually helped create a positive atmosphere now in Vienna?
Of course, the talks have reached a very critical stage. And as you said last week, there were talks between, bilateral talks between Iran and Germany, Iran and France, first Iran and the US and Iran and Russia. So these four countries, they held bilateral talks with Iran over the last week. And I was talking to some sources close to the Iranian delegations. They said during those talks there were very frank exchange between the two parts, the Iranian parts and the other delegations. And the sides, they discussed the issue of Iran's activities. And it seems those talks have helped to pave the way for getting near to writing the draft of the comprehensive deal, nuclear deal of Iran here in Vienna in this round of talks.
Well, thank you very much, Taha Imani, a correspondent with us there live from Vienna.